To most of the world, the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut is a scorched earth killing field, the longest and bloodiest battle of Russia's war on Ukraine. But for one young rescue worker, Bakhmut is home. NPR's Joanna Kakis has caught up with him near the front line in eastern Ukraine.
For the last year, Edvard Skorik has had a familiar routine. He gets up early, puts on a helmet and flak jacket, and jumps into a van with a sign that reads evacuations. Then he drives toward the front line.
I've adapted to live only in the moment. I don't think very far ahead. I see the situation here and now. I see that help is needed now.
Skorik is 31 and cautious, especially when he's talking about feelings. He's thin but athletic, like a long-distance runner. We follow his van on a half-paved road to the town of Toretsk. It's about 22 miles south of Bakhmut. These days, it sounds like this. Skorik and a couple of other volunteers are near a church that was recently bombed. They're here to evacuate a frail elderly couple.
The evacuation started a year ago. Then the front line kept coming closer to us. So far, our team has evacuated something like 30,000 people, most of them from Bakhmut.
He pauses. Bakhmut, his hometown. A hometown that now lives mostly in his memory.
My life was in that city. I had so many friends. My most vivid memories were my teenage years. I got a motorbicycle when I was 13, and I remember riding around the streets of Bakhmut and all the villages around it.
Early in the morning, he would head to the abandoned alabaster mines in the countryside, then back to his city, passing Bakhmut's famous sparkling wine factory, then stopping at his favorite hangout spot, the river embankment.
What a magnificent place. There was this whole alley of roses. There were also cafes, beautiful trails and beautiful trees. It was so atmospheric, and I can't really describe its beauty in words.
You had to be there, he says, and he looks sad. Edvard Skorik's Bakhmut was alive. His blue-collar neighborhood of high-rise apartments, where the local tough guys taught him to kickbox. The school where he learned about Bakhmut's mining riches.
And this one place that every single local knew, a nightclub called the Hutorok.
He shows me a video.
Outside, it looked like a big log cabin. Inside, it was decorated like an old-fashioned Ukrainian restaurant with embroidery and everything.
Skorik and his family left Bakhmut last May, 4 months after Russia's full-scale invasion. A few weeks later, he heard that a Russian missile killed a classmate there. That prompted Skorik to offer his neighbors a chance to evacuate. He recorded those encounters on his phone. In one video, a teenager in a white coat says her family won't leave because they tell her war is everywhere in Ukraine. In another, Skorik hands out several loaves of bread to a woman riding a bike who also refuses to leave. In the last video taken late last year, a distraught grandmother agrees to leave but asks, "How can I leave my home?"
Then I drove past my house, although it was not on my way. It wasn't damaged yet. It was like a farewell moment. It was the last time I stood on my street in my home neighborhood. Well, it was still intact.
He hasn't been able to return since January, though he's heard a few hundred people remain there. But he has seen videos and photos showing his school, his neighborhood, his favorite club, his beloved Alley of Roses, all destroyed, all burned to the ground.
I've had to put my memories on pause. I cannot yet feel grief or worry, no matter how cold this may sound.
Because Bakhmut, he says, was his whole life. Grieving its loss feels too enormous, and he has too much to do right now, like help the elderly couple in Toretsk. The couple is Lyudmila and Viktor, who have lived here for 50 years. Viktor is on a stretcher, and Lyudmila needs a walker. She wears her best jacket and lipstick to honor the home she will never see again. Skorik takes her hand. Don't worry, my dear, he says. Take my hand, and everything will be okay. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Toretsk, Ukraine.